You may have heard of composting toilets, but what about Cinderella toilets? Well, it's the brainchild of Norway, and it's been in use for decades there. And two toilets have been recently installed here on Oahu, one on Coconut Island at the Institute of Marine Biology, and the second one at Ku'ulima Farms on the North Shore. We were there as Stuart Coleman showed us how the toilets work. They use no water whatsoever because they burn waste. The demonstration took place the week that honored the origins of the toilet, believed to have been invented by Brit Sir John Harrington and refined by Thomas Crapper.
You know, it's funny because it was invented by a guy named John, and as we talked about, you know, that's like the founder of it. But Thomas Crapper is the one that really made it, popularized it, and took it around. And you can imagine the reduction in the amount of diseases. Because there were still, and it's still in many developing countries, there's open defecation areas, it's unsafe, it's the leading cause of death among young people, adolescents, from very preventable diseases. And so it revolutionized it. This, we hope, will do the same. Because right now, even though Thomas Crapper created something, you know, really impressive that was much safer, the idea of using clean drinking water to flush our toilets is kind of ridiculous in this day and age where, you know, less than 0.5% of all the water on Earth is potable, you know, is able to be drank. And with rivers being contaminated, you know, we have to conserve water. And so it's completely waterless and you can be completely off the grid. And so it's just a much kind of better model for conservation and just for safety. In the era of COVID and during this global pandemic, sales have really skyrocketed in Europe because medical teams and international governmental teams and relief agencies want to use this because they know it's 100% pathogen-free after incineration. And we know that COVID can travel through wastewater. And so there's an extra layer just of protection through there.
Okay. Yeah, so it's good that it, you know, that with COVID, we can appreciate what it does.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And okay. And you know, a lot of the Gates Foundation technology is about recycling the waste, you know, conserving water and then recycling what we do use. And so, you know, throughout history, they've used human waste as a fertilizer. And so now with pharmaceuticals and, you know, it's more dangerous. You can't really do that. But with incineration, it's getting down to just the basic elemental nutrients. And this, on large scale, there's also technology where you can use it on farms and recycle it. There's a lot of nitrogen that'll have to use less fertilizer and phosphorus and these things. So it's really cool. We're on a kind of, we're going into a new age for sanitation.
You know, and that day out in the field, the demo used bananas that were incinerated into ash. It looked like a regular toilet in an outhouse plopped down near farm lots and garden lots across from Turtle Bay Resort. Vi's Yoko Schneider explains how it works.
The process begins by opening up the lid, and if the toilet is currently going through the incineration process, the process stops to make it safe for you to sit down, and you grab a bowl liner, which is made out of very thin paper just to preserve the cleanliness of the inside of the toilet, and you lay it softly in there. It fits perfectly and sits there so that once you sit down to do your business, everything is caught within the bowl liner. So we're putting the bananas in here to simulate somebody going to the bathroom. And then after you're done, you stand up and you simply close the toilet and you press the incineration button, and now the noise will come. Oh, wait a second. And that was it. So the door to the incineration chamber is closed again, and the process continues. Takes about 40 minutes to complete, but like I said, anybody can go during it, and it'll just pause and continue after you're done.
We also talked to Ryan Ward. He's a contractor who installed the first toilets here on Oahu.
My company is Luna Environmental, LLC. We started working with Chris at Ku'ulima Farm a couple months ago and talking about bringing this incineration toilet out for his farmers. And through some negotiations and cost analysis to see what made sense for him, we agreed on providing this porta potty, which is just a wood frame building with a metal roof. It's transportable to where he can pick it up and move it around the farm as needed. It's got the incineration toilet, which has no water, so it's a good fit for him.
How is it powered?
So the incineration process is propane, just regular barbecue grill propane tank and regulator. It has one solar panel that provides the power to recharge the 12 volt battery that runs the toilet and ignites the gas. It is more efficient the more it's used. It should be used 4 to 6 times an hour max. Up to 8 is okay. And the usage of the gas stays pretty consistent with using it once an hour up to 8 times an hour, because the incineration process stops and restarts with every use. So you don't have to wait for it to complete a whole cycle before if you can start the next cycle.
There are other units that use just straight electricity too, right?
That's correct, yes. We also have the standard model that runs off a 220 electricity, and it still has a vent pipe as well for the incineration process, but no gas.
And then what about the maintenance and the life of something like this?
The manufacturer recommends the first scheduled maintenance after 5 years. And that's not necessarily maintenance other than an inspection to look at the ignition and the parts and just verify everything's good and replace any parts that need to be replaced at that time.
And so these really have been practical uses in remote areas where, you know, maybe it would be really difficult to have flush toilets.
Yeah, that's correct. There's no need for a waste system to either contain or process any waste. The only byproduct is ash that is pathogen-free and basically environmentally friendly, where you can just dispose of it in the trash. Right now, with it being a new product to Hawaii, Department of Health has asked us to recommend that we deposit the ash in the trash for the first 6 months, and there is some testing going on, and we're hoping to see different regulations come out allowing for disposal just in your property.
Right, because this is kind of a new animal. We probably don't have the rules and regs because they've never seen it before.
That's correct, yeah. There's definitely a learning curve here. We've been working with Department of Health to help develop new regulations to make this easier to install, easier to permit, and less work for the owner. It's really flexible as to where you can put it. It can go in a house, it can go in a motorhome, it can go in a tiny home, it can go in a shed, it can go in your garage. I mean, really, the gas model, anywhere you can charge a 12 volt battery with one solar panel and put a propane tank, you can install it. So it's very flexible. When people look at a house design, the only place you can build a bathroom and put a toilet in a house is where it's plumbed. With this, you could potentially convert a small closet into another bathroom with the addition of an electric outlet and a vent pipe. So we're not restricted to where the water lines are run through the wall anymore. When we go to the remote locations where you don't have access to electricity, where you don't have realistic possibility of installing a septic system or, you know, any way of handling your waste stream, we've got the perfect solution. A lot of times the incineration toilet is compared to a composting toilet, though the upside to the incineration process is it's completely pathogen free. There's no mess, there's no cleanup or no shoveling the compost, no turning minimal. The compost. Very minimal maintenance compared to a composting toilet. It's a major, major step up.
And among those that were eager to try out the Cinderella toilet were children helping to tend to a nearby community garden plot. They were ecstatic to learn that there was some place to go. We hear from siblings La'ie and Ehukai Kyle.
What do you think of this new Cinderella toilet?
It's cool, because before we had to hold it until we went home, and now you can just use it here. So, yeah.
How often does your family come out to tend to the garden here?
Every other week or so.
So what did you think about this?
It's very fancy. It's the toilet is clean. It's better than the other toilet, my toilet, clearly.
And it's going to make it a lot more fun, you know, while you're out here, right? Because you know you can use the bathroom if you need it.
Pretty much. You don't have to hold it anymore. The magic will happen.
The magic of the new Cinderella toilets installed at Coolima Farms this past weekend.